Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment for Monday. I'm Dennis Held. This week, we'll be reading poems by Washington State authors, most of whom have worked in community colleges. And I have to say, as a community college graduate, that I think their community colleges are probably the backbone of any state's education system. This poem is by Joseph Powell. Joe Powell was born and raised in Ellensburg and spent his whole career teaching there. The poem is from the book Motion Against Our Moorings, and it's called Holy Cross Cemetery. My relatives' feet point east, as if the morning sun still warms their souls, like the lands they came from. Couples sleep beside their children, as in their first pioneer houses. The larger headstones proclaim an importance we've almost forgotten. Angels and little saints are perched to carry our stone souls aloft. Some stand like Moses' tablets before he saw the golden calf. Most are rectangular slabs the size of cookie sheets. My father reclines in a moldering suit, hard to take seriously, so rarely out of his work clothes. His brother must be sober now. His kind, deaf mother hears as well as anyone here. Her mother, who used to hook me with her cane and give me a quarter, asleep since 59. Mother, in a brown box of ashes, outliving him and caskets by 21 years, is no longer driven by work or the seven names of their children carved on the windy west side of the stone, mountains and a deer etched on the other, as if to lead our contentious memories into an evergreen forest, benign as their afterlife. Over time, our symbols confuse us. Various crosses rise out of the stone. A lamb, a rosary in folded hands, flowers and deer. Sometimes no one returns to fill in the missing year, finding others to love perpetually. Now, an Angus calf stands rubbing the white fence, separating death from life. The fence doesn't know which way to lean. A pheasant crows from the cattail swamp in the next field, looking for love, some answer. Two boys fling a frisbee in that wide strip of grass that waits for the rest of us, for that floating disc to spin its lit way to the holy ground. That was Holy Cross Cemetery by the author Joseph Powell of Ellensburg. I'm Dennis Held. Thanks for listening.